Tefillah, so we reach the mitzvah Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a mitzvah in HaTorah, it says, V'shachvok Kumecha, although there is a machlokus to Rishonim, just how much of Kriyashma has to be recited in HaTorah, whether it's only one pasuk, whether it's the whole first parasha, whether it's the first two parashas, maybe all three parashas. But the bottom line is, we pass it in HaLakal, at least some part of Kriyashma is for sure a mitzvah in HaTorah. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of the second parakha, the second brachos, that in addition to the recitation of Kriyashma, one has to have special kavana when saying Kriyashma as well. And this is the way we accept the halacha, based on the rashi, based on the brachos, we should look at it this way, that in addition to the regular halacha of mitzvah, shtrichos, kavana, whenever a person does any mitzvah, we should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah. That Kriyashma, one has to be paying careful attention to what the meaning of the mitzvah is, what the meaning of the words are. So drawing at least for the first pasuk, preferably one should try to have in mind the entire Shema, but preferably for the first pasuk, and for Baruch Shem, so one who is supposed to stop everything and just concentrate literally on the meaning of the words. One is not required to think about all kind of Kabbalistic, otherworldly kind of things. Just simply translate the words in your mind and think about what it means. Shema Yisrael, Mekabal, Malchus, Shemayim, Baruch Hu, Yehovah, the Yehovah, Baruch Hu, Zechad, Yuchad, etc., all the above. In order to perform the mitzvah of Kriyashma properly, there are really two different components of Kriyashma. There's the Dibur, there's the saying of the Shema, as well as the concentration, but also Malchus Shemayim. Everyone's awake.